Hey Ravens fans, I'm Garrett Downing and we're here in Indianapolis for the annual NFL Scouting Combine, and pre-draft mode is in full swing here, and that's what we're talking about in this week's edition of the Flock Mailbag. We'll go ahead and get right to your questions. The first one today comes from Ray, and he's talking about the wide receiver position. Always lots of questions about this when we get around the draft. Ray wants to know, if the Ravens are forced to cut Anquan Boldin, is there any chance they go after a wide receiver in the first round? For example, a guy like Quentin Patton. To start things off here, Ray, I would say that, first of all, I've said it before, I do think Anquan Boldin's going to be back in a Ravens uniform next year. Eric DaCosta talked about it earlier this week. He said that the Ravens hope Anquan is back. He's a Raven. He's a guy that they really like on this offense. He showed that in the playoffs when he just completely stepped up his level of play. So first and foremost, I do expect Anquan Boldin to be back. On the flip side of things, I could see the Ravens going with a wide receiver early in the draft. I think that even if he's back, you're looking at a situation where the Ravens, you know, Anquan Boldin is in the last year of his contract. Jacoby Jones is in the last year of his contract. So you may need to kind of rebuild that position. You mentioned Quentin Patton specifically. He's a big wide receiver out of Louisiana Tech, a 6'2", 200-pound kind of guy. Similar to Boldin in the sense that he's not a breakaway speed sort of wide receiver. So I could see the Ravens maybe looking at him. He may be available in the second round. So maybe they go after a guy first or second round wide receiver target. In the first round, a lot of people are talking about Tavon Austin, the kid out of West Virginia, who's also a Dunbar High School graduate, local product. So he could be available to the Ravens in the first round. Speedy guy, similar to Percy Harvin. So I could see the Ravens looking at a wide receiver early in this draft, and I think that would help replenish that position a little bit. All right, next question today. This one's from Russ Powell. Wants to know, are the Ravens going to address specific holes in the draft, or are they just going to draft the best player available? Well, this is kind of the age-old question of best player available versus need, and I think that Mel Kiper says it best. He says that you draft the best player available at a position of need. So if the Ravens, you know, if when pick number 32 comes up and the Ravens and the best player on their board happens to be a quarterback, they're not taking a quarterback in the first round. They're going to look at what fits their team, and I think that there could be a couple different positions of need, and then you take the best player from that spot. So I think it's kind of a combination of the two. You take the best player available, but you want them to be at a position of need. All right, the third question today, this one's from Chris, wants to know that what's more important for the Ravens, a new safety or a new middle linebacker? I guess I would probably say both. And I say that with the caveat of not knowing exactly what's going to happen with Ed Reed. We know that Ray Lewis isn't going to be around next year, but Ed Reed, that's much more of a question mark. He's an unrestricted free agent that said that he would like to maybe stay in Baltimore. The Ravens have said that they would like to bring him back. The money's got to work out. The years of the contract have to work out. So if he's back, then I'd say middle linebacker is a more important position because you've got to replace Ray Lewis. If both of those guys are gone, I think you got to replace both of them, and both of those positions are critical. I think the Ravens could maybe go with a safety or a middle linebacker early in this draft, possibly in the first round, because even if Ed Reed comes back this year, he's still a veteran who's on the tail end of his career. You're going to need to replace him at some point. So I can see the Ravens addressing either of those spots, first, second, or third round of this year's draft. So we got you covered with everything here at the Combine. We're going to have all kinds of news coming out of this thing later today and throughout the weekend. So keep it right here for all that information right here on BaltimoreRavens.com.